Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Sergeant Gonzalez Duran, and this is Zip Talk Radio. Welcome back. It's just 7 o'clock on a Wednesday night. Today's guest is Emmanuel Bryan. He's going to be on with us in a few minutes. I want to say thank you for the excuse me, allergies. I want to say thank you to the Patriot Radio Nation Network for giving us this platform to connect with veterans from across the country and for organizations that want to help veterans, to give them the voice so that we can listen and then gain that knowledge. So let's cut to a short break, top of the hour. I just want to say thank you to Lisa for helping us out with that. And we'll be back in about 3 minutes, everyone, in 1 minute.
We are 241 years past the signing of the Declaration of Independence. As a country, we have endured civil and global wars, economic and social crises, and questions of faith, governance, and the rule of law. At the same time, we have led the world in innovation and as a beacon of hope for liberty and individual freedoms. Yet we are now at the precipice of change, as we face ourselves with honesty and to ask the questions that can no longer be avoided. As a country built on the principles of by and for the people, we have become the country for special interests and political and corporate elites. The dream that the American brand has promised the world is now fading. The voices of the extremes, be it right or left, dominate the echo chambers of politics while everyday America screams to be heard. These voices, so offhandedly cast aside, are the voice of American populism. And it is time that these voices are given their due. To re-empower common sense, to elevate daily America, and to legitimize the values and virtues rooted in the documents that built our nation. We must begin by asking the questions of our very nature. Who are we? What do we stand for? Where are we going? What have we become? It is irresponsible to look back to our roots and ignore where we are. It is equally irresponsible to look forward without an honest assessment of where we begin and what we have become. Our country was built upon 3 critical pillars: constitutional values, states' rights, and individual freedoms. And yet we are a country torn apart by the virtues we all think we understand. We claim to love the Constitution, yet few have read it. We claim to love America, yet few have traveled its small towns and inner cities to experience the realities of our own people. We declare ourselves as the greatest nation on earth, yet few have ever traveled beyond our borders to compare. We claim to respect liberty, as factional extremes on both the left and the right fight to suppress an individual's free will because of cultural biases and intolerance. We claim our love for freedom, yet few have served this nation to protect that right. We are losing sight of the 3 virtues that united us and gave our founding fathers hope that as a country we would endure: integrity, humility, and humor. The commitment to be honest with ourselves and our neighbors, the responsibility to respect one another as a melting pot of Americans, the ability to laugh at ourselves and with our fellow citizens for the common values we hold and the differences we share. These are the challenges that define the American brand. We are giving American populism its voice and its reason to be heard. So join us. Hear the stories told by Americans, the citizen storytellers, sharing their dreams, their struggles, their passion for what this nation's promise holds. The next generation of American political activism is here, and we want you to be part of it. The American brand, giving American populism voice. I'm Scott Kesterson, and I'm president of the American brand. Join us. This message is brought to you by theamericanbrand.org. We are a 501c4 nonprofit founded by veterans for all Americans to strengthen the roots of American working class by telling the stories of America through citizen storytellers. In partnership with Patriot Nation Radio, We are donating $50 to the nonprofit Devil Dog USA with each purchase of a $250 lifetime membership to theamericanbrand.org. Devil Dog USA is dedicated to helping homeless veterans find housing and opportunity. Sign up today at theamericanbrand.org. That's theamericanbrand.org for a lifetime membership and use the sales code Devil Dog USA at checkout. Again, that's one word, Devil Dog USA. Help us give honor to those who have served.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Sergeant Gonzalo Duran. That promo that you just heard was from the American brand. Scott is a true-born American who is going across the country and getting word from individuals, veterans and non-veterans, and getting personal American experience from the working man. If you heard the words that he was saying, truly inspirational work that he's doing, and it's not controlled by any media outlets. It's all done by him and his production company. And the $50 that goes to Devil Dog, 100% of it goes to the causes that we do, and no one gets paid. So they're doing it as a gesture of their heart, which we appreciate very much. Like I said, today we have Emmanuel and Brian online. Emmanuel, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks, Don, because I'm here.
Well, all right, thank you for being with us today. Can you give a little brief background of your service and just so the audience can know who we're talking to?
Yes. All right. So first of all, I just want to thank you for having me a guest here. My name is Emmanuel Byron. I served in the Army. Went in 99. I was medically discharged in 2007. I originally went in as a 11 Charlie mortarman and changed over to a 92 Alpha. And since, you know, since I've been out, you know, been doing a lot of different things within the veteran community. At first there in New York, where it's home for me. And then I relocated down here to North Carolina. That was mainly because trying to get custody of my twins. And, you know, you and I met originally at Mission Continues. After when I came down here, I was the platoon leader for the Charlotte platoon and an ambassador for the Independence Fund, which is also a nonprofit that raises money for alternative healthcare for veterans. And I also went through the EBV course, the Entrepreneur Boot Camp for Veterans, and that was a course that prepares you to start your own business. But with that being said, things, you know, with court, things got kind of sidetracked with the whole business process, the whole business plan.
Oh, so that's a really diverse background. Now, joining your military career, did you do a deployment?
Yes, I was in Afghanistan, did two tours in Afghanistan. You know,
okay.
Other places were just not combat zone besides Afghanistan.
Okay, and after getting out, joining the Mission Continues, it's a great program, nationwide organization that gives veterans 6 months of nonprofit employment after they get approved, which I'm assuming. What organization did you work for during that time period?
So originally when I started Mission Continues, my situation was kind of unique. You know how it's a 6 month platform. So I started off in New York in Little Flower, the Queens office and Brooklyn office. During that period, I took a month gap. I relocated to North Carolina. So once I relocated to Carolina, I was working with the Y, volunteering at the Y in youth sports and, you know, coaching football and also coordinating the different events at the Y.
Okay. So for the audience out there, if you're coming back home, if you're a veteran, and you need short-term employment, Mission Continues will give you about 6 months of a stipend. And once you're approved for a location and for the program, it's a beautiful thing. It's a stepping stone. It's not a career. It's a stepping stone in the right direction. And the nonprofit that you started, is it still operational?
No, it's not a nonprofit. It's a nonprofit where an ambassador for them, the Independence Fund, which yes, is still
okay.
It's still, you know, helping veterans in the country. Basically, I would just kind of travel throughout the country and speak with different donors because, you know, the track chairs typically go for about $50,000 a track chair. So seriously wounded veterans are able to get track chairs at no cost. Also, the hyperbarics chamber is part of the therapy process there. So a lot of different alternatives rather than going through the, you know, VA-type care, the standard, you know, one-size-fits-all. So it's definitely a different healing process. Now, to kind of piggyback and circle back on the mission continues, it definitely helped me transition, one, to being back home in New York because, you know, it was some time from, you know, being away. Second, to kind of get integrated with the civilian workforce and mentality, you know, because you know how it is once we're in the military, kind of focused on, you know, the team, the unity aspect, being mission focused, trying to accomplish a lot. And that wasn't really what I felt in the civilian process, you know, civilian aspect of things. But the mission continues definitely gave an opportunity to transition. And part of the biggest thing that really helped me was every month, I don't know if you recall, we had to reflect on our, you know, what we've been doing and set a goal at the beginning of our 6 months. And every month we continue to reflect on how close we are to our goals. So that was definitely, you know, a very important part of it.
So you hit on some important issues that we mentioned on past episodes. One is being prepared. One is trying to find, let's say, for lack of a better word, but a groove to get you back into that integration part from active duty to civilian. So thank you for hitting on those points. Now, would you explain a little bit more about these tractions, these equipment that you're talking about? Because... the tractions.
Yeah, so with the track chairs, they're basically, you know, a wheelchair that has tracks as if it was a tank. So what that enables veterans to do, you know, seriously wounded veterans who may be paralyzed or whatever you have, you know, amputees, it gives them the ability to be able to navigate. For example, a veteran wants to go hunting, the track chair is that durable where you're able to go, you know, navigate through the forest, the woods. Also with the track chair, you're able to elevate a person that's in there to a standing position, and the back of the chair will brace them. So even if someone was paralyzed from the waist down, they still could enjoy, you know, some of the activities that they previously did. So, yes, it's definitely something that's, you know, a lot of veterans do appreciate receiving their track chairs.
Okay, so now... Not to make the VA look bad, but why is your service, or why is this service so needed in the nonprofit sector for the veteran community? Besides, you know, the veterans taking care of each other, why is it so important that we push forward to this in the nonprofit sector?
So, you know, with my thought process and my belief how the VA operates, there's definitely a lot of good people in the VA. But the VA is just like any other government organization where you have a lot of people kind of digging in one pot versus with a local nonprofit, it's more of a small team that works together and is able to communicate on a better level. So not only that, all fellow continue to serve in, you know, some type of capacity. So just like with the mission continues, you know, the biggest part about it was, you know, for veterans who are disabled, that we still could take our leadership abilities and do something positive within our community. You know, so definitely.
The thing I'm going to take from that is the fact that, you know, once again, we're not here on a harp on the VA, but, you know, there's a lot of red tape. There's a lot of delays. There's a lot of just coming back home. For a veteran who doesn't get admin set or doesn't get discharged medically, you know, they might take anywhere from 6 months to 2 years, depending on your geographical location, to get assistance. So, you know, for me, any nonprofit that's willing to help a veteran, you know, it's a key factor. The fact that it's run by a veteran or has veteran components in the staff, it's a plus for me personally.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And what I will say, too, for any veterans who are listening or anyone who's transitioning out of the military, you know, if you're transitioning out, you can start your claim while you're still in. So that was my situation. Knowing that I was getting out, knowing I was going through the medical board, I actually started my claim when I was in service still before I officially, you know, received my DD-214. So with that being said, it took about 3 months from the time I got out to start receiving my VA benefits. Another thing that I really feel is important is, you know, for most of us in the military, especially if you're an NCO officer, anyone in leadership role, you know, you have to know, you know, the FMs, you have to know all the different regulations. So that's why I really stress to veterans as well to get out there, look in online, you know, do research, find out what the criteria are. Don't just put everything in the hands of one person because, you know, you have the VSOs, you have the reps that definitely are there to assist veterans, but they have a heavy workload as well. So anything you could do on your own, you know, partner with a rep or anyone who's going to do your claims for you, it makes it that much easier, and it makes it more of an easy transition, all right? Because at the end of the day, even if you get denied compensation, if you have the medical documentation supporting what is wrong with you, then at the end of the day, your claim is going to have to get approved, whether it's denied the first time. After a second denial, it goes to DC. And typically, yes, it could take a long time, but typically at that point, a veteran will end up getting that compensation. So, you know, just how we had the resilience while in service, we have to keep that same resilience while we're out of service.
Thank you, Emmanuel. And that's from firsthand knowledge from somebody who went through the process. So, veterans, if you guys didn't get that, you can listen to this again, or we'll be happy to give you the information ourselves at a later time. Now, for someone trying to reach that organization, maybe help that organization out, how would they get the information? What information do you have for us to reach out to that?
Well, you know, there's definitely going to be a lot of different organizations within every community that has, you know, different missions to help veterans. So with the mission continues, you know, that's one, you know, and with the Independent Fund, it's independentfund.com, and that'll give you different, you know, it'll pretty much let you know what's going on throughout the country with Indy and what the process is to request healthcare. You know, it's typically how the program works with the healthcare service. It's basically a 40-day process. They may have changed some of the components since I've went through, but you go through, you know, based on what is going on with you, you go through the hyperbaric chamber, and, you know, that helps you with your cells and pain, things of that nature. You go through ARP for physical pain versus using medication. ARP is kind of like the TENS unit on steroids, as well as you go through bioneurofeedback. And that's going to help anyone who has PTSD, anyone who has TBI, anyone who's suffering from any type of neuro-type situations. The neurofeedback, it maps, it's what they call it, is a map. It maps your brain to see what areas of your brain are actually affected by trauma, you know, by TBI or whatever the case may be. So once you go through the sessions by neurofeedback, it's working on those areas of your brain that, you know, you have issues with. All right, so
okay.
Another great nonprofit that, you know, I was fortunate to really have assistance from. It's the Semper Fi Fund. You know, and, you know, over the past few years, you know, my situation where things have been kind of, you know, a lot of hardships. Semper Fi Fund has always been there to be supportive, whether it was an email saying keep your head up or, you know, just any type of assistance, really, they've been there.
Well, so To jump to a different subject, I was looking through your page and I came across your name through a GoFundMe that you started recently. Would you explain to the audience what exactly the GoFundMe is for and why you started it?
So, yes, the GoFundMe page was basically my last resort. For the past 8 years, I've been going through the court process for custody of my twins. They just turned 10 this past Sunday. With that being said, that was the main reason why left New York to come down to Carolina. I wasn't married to their mom. She was living in Carolina. So that supposedly was going to make the process a lot easier. When I started the court process, you know, everything looked fine. Everything looked good as far as me receiving full custody. And then came up an acronym, which was PTSD. Once PTSD came up, it was automatically, I was gaslit. I was labeled. So the first time around, mom still received custody. There was a lot of neglect going on. We lived in a whole different county, 3 hours away. DSS was involved several times, but all DSS was hearing that he has PTSD, he's crazy, with nothing to substantiate that. So big issue was nobody was being objective to everything that was going on. A few years later, there was an incident where my kids spoke to a therapist. You know, I don't want to get into all of it, but there was some serious abuse going on in mom's house that mom was aware of. So I had to go back to court. Now, through the whole process, I've been through four attorneys, and I will tell anyone, you know, if you ever get in that situation where you're dealing with the court system, you definitely want to really screen the attorney, because, you know, I felt like I did screen the attorneys, but at the same time, I realized that a lot of them was playing on my emotions. And at the time, one of the attorneys I had, you know, my background, I'm Haitian. She was down here. She was a Haitian attorney as well, from New York. At the time, I was back in New York, back and forth between New York and Carolina. My sister-in-law was basically in her last days of cancer. So with that being said, the attorney would file a lot of frivolous motions that really weren't going to help my case. So with that attorney, when it was all said and done, I spent $60,000 with her. All right. Ended up taking out my 401k. You know, like I told you, my plan was to start my own business. At that time, when I went through LSU for the EBV program, my goal was to start a veteran nonprofit offering all different types of holistic care. So I was set for that. And basically everything went towards legal fees. And then up until recently, this past year was definitely over 45,000 to 60,000 between legal fees and private investigators. Okay. Now, at the end of the day, you know, I'm grateful and I got to thank God that, one, I was able to stick out the whole fight because definitely wanted to avoid my kids becoming a statistic. So with that being said, you know, I received temporary custody now 2 years ago, and that was only a temporary basis. Went back to court because I wanted the order permanent, and mom decided to try to fight it. Now, you can take it as you want. The only motion that mom ended up filing was a motion for child support. She felt that she was going to get custody, and her first priority was child support. To this day, I haven't received a penny. But, you know, that's kind of getting to a whole nother topic. But the main thing that was really, really disappointing me was that to think that you served your country honorably and to be labeled as, you know, someone who's, you know, almost like a menace to society due to having PTSD is really not acceptable. I was able to show the courts that I continuously was involved in therapy and still am involved in therapy. But they just wanted my VA records. At one point, they wanted my military records. So it was definitely a lot of things that they wanted that really had no merit on. You know, it wasn't like I had a criminal record. It wasn't like there was any cases of, you know, abuse on my end. But it was just labeled and labeled and labeled. Now, I tried to get the stuff removed.
Emmanuel?
Cruise them. Yeah.
Emmanuel, not to to cut you off, but because of time constraint, I want to make this very clear to the audience out there. You're a veteran, period. You served your country hard. You came back home. You pushed a lot of work out there to better the community. And then because of a situation with a woman and, you know, it's you're having some struggling problems. But the key factor here is that there are two kids involved, and you have documented proof, not only through yourself but through the courts, that there was a lot of issues going on with the mother being with the children. You've been fighting for a case of your custody for a couple of years now. You've used a lot of your money, and right now, from the GoFundMe account, it looks like that you need help. You're losing a lot of the things that that's kept you stable. I see that you recently had some car issues and some other stuff. I'm assuming that the money is going to be used for either court issues or maybe for assistance regarding housing or some other stuff. If somebody wants to assist you, because there are many individuals that are out there, whether they're women or men, if we just take out the side of man and woman trying to fight over custody and money, we're talking about a veteran that's come home trying to get his kids. How would they go to assist you, reach you? I want to make it very clear that if Devil Dog USA is the nonprofit that is the blanket for this radio station, we would be happy to make sure that any funds that come in directed towards you or for your needs through Devil Dog is given to you 100%. So how would somebody go about making sure they could reach somebody like you and start the process?
You know, so with the process, you know, I do have the GoFundMe page. But it's not only about, you know, finances there. The more prayers are definitely something that's supportive as well. If someone's not able to donate, I totally understand. You know, if they're able to share it with someone else, you know, share the campaign with someone else, that definitely is helpful as well. You know, and basically as far as the funds itself, right now I'm trying to avoid any foreclosure of my home. You know, this past year is where things really hit the fan. Again, you know, I took out my 401k. I used all the money I had saved up previous years. And I pretty much just got to the point where the well's dry. You know, so right now, you know, I got to the point during this past year where it was a situation of, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul. So not being able to make.
Emmanuel, not to interrupt again, I apologize, but for time constraint, how would they go about reaching you?
All right, so the actual GoFundMe page campaign is going to be Operation Back on My Feet. I'm not sure if you're able to share the link there. Again, so let's
GoFundMe. We will be doing that. That's
okay, through the Operation GoFundMe page. Someone wanted to email me to get my information. It's Mr. Byron, which is going to be MRBYRON at yahoo.com.
Okay, and for the audience that aren't able to reach him or do reach him, once again, you can reach us at www.doubledogusainc.org. You can email me at CEO@doubledogusainc.org. And once again, any funds that we receive with the attention of Emmanuel Bryan, we'll be happy to make sure that he receives 100% of it for his cause. And I'll leave off on that. Thank you for being with us, Emmanuel. For the rest of the audience outside, I want to say thank you for joining us. You can catch us next Wednesday at 7 p.m. And as you, a huge shout out to the Patriot Nation Radio Network for giving us this platform. Emmanuel, thank you for being with us.
And thank you. I appreciate your help, brother, and I appreciate everyone's support.
My pleasure.